Chapter 7 The Call of the Wild. In the woods, he wasn't a sledge dog. In the trees, he was a wild animal, quick and careful.
When Buck walked past that 100-meter line, he showed his strong love for Thornton. But he also won $1,000. And now the three men could begin a new trip. They wanted to go to new and strange places in the East. They wanted to leave the towns and cities and to find some gold. When they said goodbye, their friends weren't happy. "Be careful," their friends said. "You'll be in the wild for months, and it will be dangerous." But Thornton, Hans, and Pete weren't afraid. With a sledge, some dogs, and guns, they could live anywhere in the wild. And they could live happily away from other people for a long time. Month after month they walked. They went down new rivers and slept on new mountains. They felt strange new winds. Every day they caught fish or small animals for food, and Buck loved this. He loved catching his food, and he loved going to these new and exciting places. One day, they found a road through the woods, but it began nowhere and ended nowhere. Another day, they found an old house in the middle of some trees. They found a gun and an old bed inside, but no people. They saw summer, fall, winter, and then spring again. And at the end of their trip, they found a wonderful place between two small mountains. There was a small river, and at the bottom of this river, the men could see gold. The men worked hard day after day. They took the gold from the bottom of the river and put it into large bags. And every day, they got richer and richer. But the dogs had no work, so Buck started to take long walks in the woods. He didn't understand this new place, but he felt very happy. He started to feel something strange inside, and sometimes he could hear something. It called to him. One night, he woke up suddenly. He could hear the call loudly, and it came from the woods. It was a long, sad howl, and it didn't come from a dog. Buck jumped up and ran through the camp into the woods. He walked slowly through the trees and, in an open place, he saw a wolf. He walked slowly and carefully to the wolf. But the wolf was afraid of Buck, and it quickly ran away. Buck ran after it and followed it through the trees. After an hour, the wolf understood. Buck didn't want to hurt him. They started to play. Then they ran for a long time. Buck followed the wolf. He was very happy with his new wolf brother. They stopped at a river and had a drink. But when he saw the river, Buck remembered Thornton. He couldn't follow his new brother. He had to go back to the camp. So he turned around and started to run back. But the wolf wasn't happy. For an hour, he cried and ran next to Buck. But Buck didn't stop. The wolf sat down and howled sadly. But Buck had to leave him. When Buck saw Thornton in the camp, he quickly jumped on him. He played games with him.
"Where were you, you crazy dog?" laughed Thornton.
For 2 days and two nights, Buck never left the camp, and he was always near Thornton. He followed him everywhere. Buck was next to Thornton when he slept. He stayed with him when he ate. He watched him at work. But then he heard the call in the woods again, and it was loud. Buck remembered his wild brother. He couldn't eat or sleep. Buck started to walk through the woods again, and he tried to find his new brother, but he didn't hear his sad howl again. Then Buck began to sleep in the woods at night, and he stayed away from the camp for 2 or 3 days. He fished in the river for food, and one day he killed a large, dangerous animal. It was a long and difficult fight, but Buck won. He could live in the wild now, and he was strong, young, and intelligent. "Buck is the best dog in the world," said John Thornton one day to his friends. "Watch him walk."
"Yes, he really is a wonderful animal," said Pete. "You know, you're right," said Hans.
Buck walked out of the camp. But Thornton and his friends didn't see the new Buck when he got to the trees. In the woods, he wasn't a sledge dog. In the trees, he was a wild animal, quick and careful. He could catch and kill anything. He killed many times, and he always ate the meat of the dead animals. The weather got colder, and moose started to come into Buck's woods. Buck killed a small moose, but he wanted to kill an older, larger animal. Then Buck found one. He was a very big, strong moose, and he was very angry. He was angry because he had a big arrow in his back. He cried angrily when he saw Buck. Buck followed the old moose everywhere. Many younger moose tried to attack Buck, but he was fast. They couldn't catch him. When night came, the younger moose had to move away from the trees. They couldn't help the old moose now, so they left him. Hour after hour and day after day, Buck followed the old moose. And when the moose tried to eat or drink, Buck attacked him. The moose got weaker and weaker because Buck was always there. At the end of the 4th day, Buck pulled the tired moose down to the ground. For a day and a night, Buck stayed by the dead animal. He ate and slept. Then he went back to the camp to his friend Thornton. 3 kilometers from the camp, Buck began to feel very strange. Something was different, and he didn't like it. So he started to run quickly, and he stopped outside the camp. He couldn't hear any birds or the sounds of his friends. Suddenly, he found Nig, his little doctor. Nig had a large arrow in his back, and he was dead. Then he found Hans. He was on the ground, and he had arrows in his back. He didn't move. He was dead, too. Buck looked out from the trees. A loud, angry bark came from him, but he didn't hear it. For the last time in his life, he went crazy. He went crazy because of his love for Thornton. Strange men danced in the middle of the camp. They heard the strange, loud bark. Then they saw a large, angry animal. It jumped at them from the trees. It was Buck, and he wanted to kill them. He quickly killed the first man, but he didn't stop. He attacked them again and again, and the men couldn't stop him. They tried to kill him with their arrows, but he moved very quickly, so they couldn't catch him. They were afraid, and they ran into the woods. But Buck hated them more than anything in the world, and he followed them. He killed 2 more men, but the others ran away. Then Buck slowly walked back into the quiet camp, and he found Pete. Pete was dead in his bed. Buck walked to the river of gold. It was red now. Skeet had his front legs and his head under the water. And Thornton was also there, under the water. Buck couldn't see him, but he knew. John Thornton was dead. Buck stayed next to the river all day. Now he couldn't play with his friend or look into his eyes with love. Buck couldn't howl or cry. He felt a very bad pain inside, and it didn't go away. But sometimes he looked away from the river and saw the dead Indians. They hurt him, and he killed them. Now he wasn't afraid of men, with their clubs and arrows. Buck felt strong and dangerous. The sun went down and the sounds of night came to him. He walked to the center of the camp and listened. It was the call, and it was strong and beautiful. And for the first time, he was ready to answer it. Buck only loved one man, Thornton. And now he was dead. Now Buck didn't want the harness or the work of men. He never wanted to live with men again. Suddenly, a lot of wolves ran into the camp. They stopped when they saw Buck. Buck was larger and stronger than they were. They were afraid. Then one wolf jumped, but Buck attacked him and broke his thin neck easily. Three more wolves tried to attack him, but Buck attacked their necks and faces, and they quickly fell back. Then the other wolves ran at Buck and attacked him. But Buck was very strong and he fought well. They hurt him, but he didn't fall. After half an hour, the wolves got tired and sat down. A thin, gray wolf carefully walked up to Buck, and he was friendly. It was Buck's wild brother from the woods, and Buck looked at him happily. Then an old wolf stood in front of Buck and looked at Buck for a long time. He sat down and howled. Buck understood. The call was here, and he had to answer. So Buck sat down and howled too. The other wolves came to Buck and barked at him in a half-friendly way. Then the wolves jumped away and ran into the trees, and Buck ran with them next to his wild brother. He answered the call of the wild. But the story of Buck doesn't end here. The Indians in the East began to talk about a strange dog. The dog lived with the wolves, but he wasn't a wolf. People were afraid of this dangerous dog. It took food from their houses and killed their dogs. Some people went out and never came back. Every fall, these people followed the moose into the woods, but they never went to a place between two small mountains with a river of gold in the middle. That place had a bad name, and people stayed away. But there was one visitor to the place every summer. He was a great, beautiful wolf, but not a wolf. He came out of the green woods and went to the open place. He stopped next to the Gold River and sat for a long time. Then he howled sadly and left. But in the long winter nights, he wasn't sad. He ran with his wild brothers, and he howled happily. He sang the song of the wild.